I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. The flu season has officially arrived, and health officials are encouraging all of us to roll up our sleeves and get vaccinated sooner rather than later. But in case you're still on the fence about whether this applies to you, our intrepid medical reporter is here to lay out the facts and bust some myths about getting a flu shot. That's all coming up in this week's edition of Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Dr. Greg recently sat down with Dr. Clark Kebido, Clinical Associate Professor in the UK College of Pharmacy.
First thing I like to say is that all patients 6 months of age or older without any contraindication to the vaccine are eligible to get it. So it's the majority of people out there, and getting the influenza vaccine not only protects you, but it protects those around you as well.
And there's some myths out there you and I chatted about offline about the flu vaccine. Can we talk about some of those? One I hear a lot from folks is, well, you know, every time I get the flu vaccine, it gives me the flu.
Yeah. The most common thing you hear is that I don't necessarily want to get the flu from the vaccine. Well, there's two types of flu vaccines. The first is the shot, the injection. It's an inactivated vaccine. So what that means is it doesn't actually have any flu virus in it. The other vaccine it is available is a intranasal vaccine. It's a little bit different. It does contain a very tiny amount of live vaccine, but even by the time that it would get in your lungs, your body temperature is too warm to replicate and actually produce the flu. So neither version of the flu vaccine, both safe and effective, can give you the flu. There are a few exceptions for the intranasal vaccine. If you have a severely compromised immune system, you shouldn't get that vaccine. But either way, both vaccines aren't going to give you the flu. They're going to protect you from it instead.
And I think maybe sometimes people misunderstand, like I had my flu vaccine 2 days ago and my arm is a little bit sore. And sometimes people maybe feel a little bit wonky for a day or two just because their body, I'm using probably non-scientific language here, but
no problem.
Essentially your immune system is kicking in, making antibodies against the flu virus and or proteins in the vaccine that are part of the flu virus. And sometimes that can, you know, make you feel just a little bit off for a little bit.
So all vaccines have what they call kind of a local reaction, maybe some pain at the injection site. And in general, it takes about 2 weeks to become fully protected against the flu. A couple of things that you had alluded to there was your body maybe producing some immunity to reacting to that vaccine in a way that provides protection throughout the flu season. Building on that, it's also important, as people are listening to this, that you actually go out and get that vaccine, ideally here in the month of October. The flu season can have an early onset at times, depending on the area and the strain in a given year. It can also last as long as March. So getting vaccinated now, the flu vaccine itself lasts around 6 months, and getting vaccinated now is the best way to do that and be protected against the flu.
Another aspect is people bandy about the term herd immunity, and I guess one way of looking at this is getting the flu vaccine is not just about us. When I went and got my vaccine, I wasn't just thinking about protecting myself from the flu. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, and another myth that I bring up too, well, if it's not 100% effective, why would I get it? And the flu can change very slightly from year to year, from area to area even. And so even at not 100% effective, the flu vaccine is the best protection we have against the flu. So from a personal standpoint, it provides that. But it's those others who might be more susceptible to the flu. I might be an otherwise healthy adult in my 30s, but getting the flu vaccine and protecting myself against the flu might also prevent that spread to my family, to others, to the patients I care for. And so it's one of the reasons why I think it's so important that you don't do it just for yourself, but for others in the community as well.
Yeah, the analogy that you and I had talked about is, you know, even if hypothetically you have the flu and you're going to do okay, there are many people around you, some of who may be immunocompromised and you don't even know it, who you could drastically injure without even knowing it.
Exactly. And I think it's important, too, to highlight the impact of flu. I mean, there are tens of thousands of people every year that die from the flu, many hospitalizations, especially if you've ever had the flu. You don't want to have the flu. Some people may be like, oh, well, may have had a small infection or something, you know, through the winter. The flu is painful. It's, you know, often nauseating, vomiting, cause fever. It can have severe effects. And so even an otherwise healthy adult, it's important to be protected against it, particularly for those children, older adults who might even be more susceptible to some of the things I just talked about.
Clark, is there any aspect that we haven't discussed that you would want our listeners to know about the flu vaccine and flu season?
I think the most important thing is to work, whether it's in a primary care provider's office, a pharmacy, a health department. We want patients to just go out and get the vaccine. It's available in more places than it's ever before, whether it, like you said, in the local pharmacy or through, you know, more traditional methods as well. We want to make sure everybody goes out and gets vaccinated this year.
My thanks today to Dr. Clark Kebido, Clinical Associate Professor in the UK College of Pharmacy, for talking with me about the myths and realities of the flu vaccine. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org. And for information on becoming an underwriter, contact Gail Bennett at 257-7049.